This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we spend some time with God in His Word. We're talking about the topic, a godly response to exhaustion. We saw on Monday that stopping physically and taking a complete rest and rebuilding is a very godly response to exhaustion. We saw how God directed Elijah to do that when he was so exhausted that he was despairing even about his life and couldn't go on. How God had him sleep and then get up and eat and then go back and sleep some more. We talked also about the importance of coming to a place of spiritual rest in our lives, even while we're immersed in our busyness. To have this confidence that I'm doing what God plans for me to do. Even if it's not ministry work and you're working at your secular employment, to have the assurance in your heart, I'm at the place in my life that God wants me to be, and God will always enable me to do what He wants me to do. And so to come to a place of resting in God, in His ability, and in His desire to work and walk through you. We saw on Wednesday that a godly response to exhaustion also is to share how you're struggling with other people. Let them encourage you. Don't try to live your Christian life on your own. And today I want to suggest that a godly response to exhaustion in your life is to ask for help. That's kind of un-Australian, isn't it? Aussies, we love to just make it on our own, not to have to ask anybody to go out of their way on our behalf. And yet it's a godly response to exhaustion. Ask for help. When the people of Israel came out of Egypt, Moses was the only leader of those probably millions of people coming out of Egypt. And he had to solve all their disputes, their problems. And very quickly, he was reaching the stage of burnout and exhaustion. And his father-in-law had to come to him and say, you can't make it on your own. You can't do it by yourself. You need help. And so Moses set up a system of basically of government, of delegation. And he had a team of people helping him. The Bible says, bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. We need to be available to help each other. Even if we are busy, if someone calls on you for help, if you are able, help them. And if you are the person who needs help, you need to get over your pride and say, I need help, to the people you know, to your friends, to the people at church, people in your home group, and let people help you. You will find that it's a great ministry both to you and to them as you allow them to get involved in meeting your practical needs. People will help you. They know what it's like to be under the gun and overloaded and struggling to see a way out of your exhausting situation. A godly response? Ask for help. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.